As we explore our experience through meditation, through mindfulness on this retreat, we're encouraging you to connect with the breath, particularly as a kind of an anchor for the attention, a way to settle, to stabilize the attention. And this is very helpful, kind of along the lines of what Pam was saying yesterday about allowing the jar of muddy water to settle, you know, setting the jar of muddy water on the shelf. Kind of the attention to the breath is kind of like letting that jar of water sit there and allowing things to settle around the breath. We're not trying to make the breath settle things down, but just being with the breath as it is helps to allow that settling to happen. And so that's our gathering point for our attention, our preference, let's say, our preference for turning our attention towards the breath. And yet, it's not necessary to have an idea of holding tightly to the breath. Not necessary to feel like I should be with the breath when something else is strong. So our basic instructions around working with the breath in this way as an anchor is that when there's not much happening, we can be with the breath. But when something else becomes strong, perhaps some other body sensation, like a strong pressure or pull or twinge, some other thing is strong, the kind of body sensations I spoke about last night in the talk, when something else is strong, and there's a kind of a sense that the attention is getting pulled away from the breath, it's not necessary to try to fight to stay with the breath in that situation. So you're paying attention to the breath and some other experience becomes strong, it's fine to let go of the breath and allow the attention to take that experience in. Body sensation or emotion, perhaps. So we cultivate mindfulness in all areas of our experience. And today we'll be exploring how to work with body sensations and emotions as they arise for you in your experience. We can't talk about everything at once, and so today we'll talk about that part of it, and tomorrow we'll talk about another area of working with things happening in the mind. So we hold to our anchor for the attention lightly, and when something else becomes strong, it's fine to let go of that anchor and turn our attention to that other thing. And so I'm working with body sensation that we talked about pretty well last night. You know, the attention gets pulled to body sensation, just allowing the attention to rest with that. You might be noticing strong vibration in your body, or you might be noticing the pressure of your buttocks, or sensations in your back or in your knee that draw your attention. So noticing that, noticing the language, how the body is speaking to you in that way, and potentially also recognizing whether there's a pleasant or unpleasant quality to that feeling, to that sensation, a pleasant or unpleasant quality to that experience. And there's a connection between as I spoke about last night, we typically or often will react to things when they're unpleasant, or even when they're pleasant, we can react. And that's where much or some of our emotional responses can be born out of. So we may not see that process happening. But in any case, so if there's body sensation, we can turn our attention to body sensation, noticing pleasant or unpleasant quality. There may be emotion arising. Emotions can easily arise when we're meditating. Actually, you know, we come to meditation and we bring our lives with us. You know, so we're not leaving our feelings and emotions at the door when we come here. In fact, some ways the meditation is kind of like a microcosm of what happens in our lives. Almost in the small, in a way, the habits or the familiar emotions that come up for us in our lives can also come up in the meditation. And so it's a great opportunity to start getting familiar with how to be present for these emotions that come up for us. We're not trying to even out our lives and even out our minds so that we're not feeling emotions. Actually, to the contrary, we're trying to connect more deeply, in a more real way to our emotions, to be with them instead of fighting them, resisting them, judging them. This can be a challenge, and it's sometimes counterintuitive. You know, when I first heard the instruction about this, one of the main emotions I was feeling in my very first months of meditation practice was anger. I was experiencing a lot of anger, and I heard this instruction, oh, why don't you pay attention? Be with your anger. I'm like, well, how's that going to help? You know, what good is that going to do? Isn't that just going to make me more angry? And to my surprise, I mean, actually, at that point, I was pretty much willing to try anything because nothing had worked. And so it's like, okay, well, I'll notice. Okay, yep, angry. Yep, I'm angry. Oh, okay, yep, that's what's happening. And to my surprise, over the course of several months, I saw how much space got created around that anger and how having that recognition, the acknowledgement of, oh, that's anger. Anger is happening. It's like it engages a different part of our minds that somehow disengages us from being all tied up and caught in the anger. So likewise with pretty much any difficult emotion, any conflicted emotion, turning towards meeting, being with the experience is a great way to allow some space around those difficult emotions. So with emotions, there's kind of three basic parts that happen in our minds and bodies. There's the mental state itself, something happening in the mind, heart, around the emotion, just the kind of global sense of, like with anger, it could be like rawr, you know. It's like it's a nonverbal kind of thing, you know, just the feeling of how that emotion is in the heart, in the mind. So there's that part of it, the actual feeling or emotion itself. Then there's how the emotion impacts the body, and most emotions have a pretty, especially these afflictive emotions have a pretty clear impact on the body. So anger, for instance, has, for me at least, I feel this rising of pressure and heat in the body. Fear might have a vibratory agitated quality in the belly, contraction in the throat, you know, other emotions. Happiness can have a light, bubbly feeling. So it's not just difficult emotions that impact the body. So there's the emotion itself, there's the bodily feeling of the emotion related to the emotion, and then there are often thoughts around the emotion. The mind tends to go into a thinking process around what to do about the emotion, how it impacts me, what I should have done, what I can do, what it means to me. So there's all three of those parts that come together in an experience of an emotion. Now, we can be attentive to any of those in our mindfulness practice. I'll say a little bit about working with thoughts in just a moment, or how that thought works, how thoughts work around emotions in just a moment. But largely for today, we're not going to talk too much about actually working with thoughts. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Today, we're going to kind of emphasize how we can work with the emotion through the body. Because, as I said, largely most emotions do have some impact on the body. And so one of the most helpful ways in working with an emotion is to connect with how does it land as bodily experience. What is the manifestation of that emotion in the body? Part of the reason this is so helpful is because so much of our activity of mind around emotion goes out into thought that we lose track of the present moment. And in turning our attention to how the body is around the emotion, again, we're back in the present moment. The body is in the present moment. So we can more easily, for many of us, it's easier to be attentive to the emotion if we connect with how the body is around the emotion. So just checking in for yourself, how is the body? So there's anger in the body. How is the body? Tightness in the jaw, clenching of the hands, tension through the body, pressure rising in the chest. Many, many different physical experiences around anger. Happiness is happening. Well, there's the perhaps lightness, bubbliness. Confusion is happening. There might be a sense of vagueness or there may be an expression on your face, a contraction in your face or something. So just noticing how the emotion impacts the body. That's probably the easiest doorway to be mindful, to pay attention to emotions. It's also possible to be aware, to be cognizant of the emotion itself. And sometimes that just comes with just a knowing, you know, well, I know that fear is happening, but I'm not really sure how it's landing in the body. Or, you know, I know that I'm confused, but I'm not particularly sure about what the bodily expression of that is. Sometimes we know what the emotion is partly because of the story we're telling ourselves, partly because of the thoughts that are running in our minds. And so sometimes we can know the emotion through the story that we're telling ourselves. You know, the story of fear. What if this thing happens? Story of anger. They done me wrong. You know, there's different ways that these expressions will happen for each of us. So there's a way that we can know the emotion itself. And yet, that can be kind of subtle, so it can be harder to actually meet with mindfulness than the body, bodily experience. So that's probably our greatest tool for working with difficult emotions, is turning towards the body. As we turn towards the body, also the benefit of that is that it helps us to let go of the tendency to be pulled towards the thoughts that we're having around the emotion. Again, it takes us out of the realm of past and future and into the present moment. So the benefit of letting go of the thoughts is that thoughts around an emotion are one of the great sources of feeding the emotion, fueling particularly those difficult emotions. So exploring this for yourself, you know, the seeing how so many times with a difficult emotion, thoughts are coming up. So there's an emotion in the body that, you know, maybe happiness arises. You know, some happiness arises, and then you start thinking about that happiness and what it means about you, and you know, it's like you get lost in that, and then actually you're not really feeling or being with the happiness at all. So the sensations in the body, emotions can produce thoughts around what it means, who I am. And also thoughts can produce emotions. So there's not just a one-way street here. And very often our difficult emotions will arise out of a thought, a random thought that floats through our minds. You know, we're sitting there in meditation and naturally thoughts kind of float through our minds. And when thoughts float through our minds and we're not clearly aware of them, they will often lead us into reflecting about and into our habitual ways of thinking about things. We often get hooked by our habits and patterns. You know, a thought floats through the mind about this interaction you had with somebody at work a week ago. And then you start thinking about that, and then you start getting frustrated about that. And the process of an emotion being created happens right there, right in your meditation. It's like it's happening because that thought arose, and there's reaction arising to that thought right now. So that's the opportunity then to watch that emotion. We don't have to try to say, oh, rewind the mind. It's like, oh, that thought happened. That thought shouldn't have happened in my mind. I should come back to the breath and just, you know, that try to reset, not feel that frustration. That frustration has arisen. So our exploration here is to watch what happens in our bodies and minds, to not judge or not think anything is wrong. Whatever comes up in the terrain of meditation, whatever comes up in our sitting is fine. We see if we can turn towards it, meet it, get familiar with it, understand how it's being created in our minds, how it impacts our bodies. So the thought, emotion, thought cycle tends to be a way that we end up kind of in a whole mess of reactivity. Our thoughts tend to be one of our sources of creating reactivity. And so for today, what we'd like to encourage is just to kind of notice how that cycle is playing out for you. And as much as possible, set aside the thoughts in favor of coming into how is the body around this emotion. We don't have to try to push the emotion away. We don't have to try to come back to the breath. And in fact, when there are strong emotions happening, often coming to the breath is not such a helpful tool. At least that's been my experience. Strong emotions are often felt in this area of the body where the breath is felt. And if there's a strong emotion happening and you try to come back to the breath, often the feeling of the breath will kind of pull you back to the emotion, because the breath, you know, if there's fear happening and there's constriction in the throat and you're paying attention to the breath, you're very cognizant of that constriction. So it just kind of reminds you about the emotion if you try to pay attention to the breath. And so noticing how noticing the constriction itself, noticing other sensations in the body can help to keep you here rather than trying to come to the breath. And then at times, if emotions get overwhelming, you know, there can be times when it feels very difficult. It's like you try to pay attention, be mindful of the experience of the in the body of the emotion, and it's just so strong that it keeps spinning you out, keeps spinning you into the thoughts about it, and the emotion just kind of is there, it's like a runaway, the runaway reaction. So this is something to learn for yourself, and my rough guideline is, can I be present for an emotion without it getting worse? If that's possible, then I try to hang with it. Just be with it. Be with the experience. If it feels like the attention to the emotion, trying to be mindful of it, is actually making it worse, probably not a good idea to be paying attention to it at that point. So this is when it might be helpful to set it aside, you know, just kind of not resist it, say you're a bad, you know, shouldn't be feeling that, but it's kind of more like, okay, I see this is happening, and I see the mind can't really see this, pay attention to this right now. So I kind of give it a little bow, say, I see you, and I see you need attention, but you know, I can't do it right now, so you do your thing, and I'm going to pay attention to my feet, or I'm going to pay attention to my hands, something outside of the field of the breath. Just, or open my eyes, or pay attention to hearing, some other doorway that is more neutral. I find turning to a neutral experience when there's a kind of a runaway emotion to be very grounding. Sometimes it can help to go out into nature, just, you know, take in the trees or something. You know, look at a tree. You know, trees really stable and grounded. Sometimes that can help to settle the mind down. So, settling into your body, we'll move into our sitting practice this morning. And allowing the words to settle. Sometimes having heard words, it's almost like that jar of water. So allowing the stillness of the body to be the first allowing of that settling. Allowing there to be a relaxation of the body. Perhaps taking a couple of deeper breaths. And letting go of, if possible, releasing, relaxing any mental tension that's able to be released. And coming into this container of the body. Feeling the body from the inside. And within this container of the body, noticing the breathing that's already happening. However the breathing is most clear to you. allowing the breathing to be an anchor for the attention. A very light tether to the present moment. And sometimes I have an image for myself of the breath being like gentle waves, gentle rising and falling of waves. And the attention being like a float that gently sits on the surface of the water. Staying connected with each rising and falling, and neither floating above the water nor pushing into it. Just the gentle connection of the rising and falling of the rhythm of the breathing. As you stay connected with the experience of breathing, at times during your practice, some other experience may become strong and kind of pull your attention. If that happens, there's no need to try to hold on to the tether. Instead, allowing the attention to take in that other experience, whatever it is. And sometimes we can breathe with an experience, taking in both things at the same time. And that can sometimes be a middle course in working with other experience. And then when that other experience is no longer so compelling or might even disappear, then gently reconnecting with the rhythm of the in-breath and the out-breath. And of course, your mind will wander off into thought, get lost, disconnect from the present moment. In the moment that you notice that, it's really helpful to take in what you have become aware of as you return into mindfulness. No need to judge that moment. Actually, that's a great moment. You may be aware of some kind of thinking, of planning, remembering, judging, fantasizing. Recognizing that. And then it's really helpful to notice how has that thinking impacted you. Sometimes emotions will creep in during a wandering. So checking in, as some kind of anxiety or frustration, even just the subtlest little bit. Has that happened? And if so, connecting with the body around that. No need to judge anything that happens for us. We can meet any experience with mindfulness.